You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
Okay, so this is the Gospel reflection for this Sunday, which is the Sunday after the Epiphany, which is the baptism of the Lord. That's kind of what, well, I think you can argue about finishes the Christmas season, as it is kind of the link from the birth of Jesus, I suppose, and the Epiphany, the revelation of God, and then to the time of Jesus' childhood until the start of his public ministry. And in the time of ordinary time, we will reflect upon more the ministry of Jesus. So this kind of really provides the link between Christmas time and ordinary time, which we will have for a couple of weeks until we start the preparation for Easter with the season of Lent. So the baptism of the Lord is when Jesus comes to John the Baptist and presents himself to be baptized. John the Baptist was baptizing people in the River Jordan, and he was asking them to repent from their sins and to change their life and to be baptized and to be cleansed to a certain extent to kind of show their commitment to it. Now, baptism with after Jesus has changed, especially with after the resurrection, baptism has gotten the significance of the washing, the going into the water, into the dead as well. That is what symbolized going into the darkness, into death, and then being risen again with Christ. While John's baptism was for the repentance, Jesus' baptism, of the baptism that we now undertake, baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as Jesus commands us, is really a dying to ourself, and dying to our sinfulness, going into death, but then being raised from death as Jesus was as the resurrection. It washes away our sins. After we are baptized, we are completely free from sin. We are also on the supernatural life of grace will start within us. So our sins are washed away. Our original sins, especially, is washed away. And it allows us then to become children of God and to enter heaven. And it is a rebirth as children of God. Now, this is a very important sacrament because it's the only way that we know of that opens to us the gates to heaven and a relationship with God. Surely, there might be many ways that that God can work in our lives and can work and bring people to heaven. But it's the only way that is revealed to us that we know that is and paves the road for us to make us to give us the possibility to go to heaven. It opens up the avenue of grace, the transformation that God can work within us, and it forgives us our sins, which is required for us to enter heaven, really to use the gift that God has given us. So it's very important, but it's also good to reflect on baptism and see, okay, how much do we actually partake of ourselves, or how much do we actually allow it to change our lives? It's a gift, but the gift has to be received. So the possibility of grace working within us, or sins being washed away, these are all parts of baptism, but it depends on our own response to this grace and the acceptance of the grace of God in our lives, how fruitful it's going to be. So for ourselves, it's a good time to reflect on, what does baptism mean for us? Do we see the importance of this divine life starting within us? But also, what do I do to allow it to be to transform me? Do I have an openness of heart to allow the grace and the Spirit of God to really work in me? Do I allow the potential which has opened up in the sacrament and continues in the sacrament of confirmation to really become fruitful in our lives? Just to be baptized in itself is something that's very important. But it is, of course, very important then that we continue on the road that God has given us and to really participate in the grace that he gives us to start the divine life, to develop within us, transform us, and bring us closer to God.